He is one of the great characters in world football. I'm talking about Phil Moss, obviously, but also Jose Mourinho, and he's back for his fourth stint in the EPL with his third club, Mossy, Tottenham. Are they going to open the purse strings? Because typically they don't do that, right? Good morning, mate.
Morning, boys. By the sounds of it, no, because his opening comment was the dressing room and the academy is what attracted him to Spurs.
Okay.
So I think that's a pretty pertinent comment in your opening statement about joining Spurs. And typically Mourinho has been at clubs that have got a lot of money to splash.
Yeah.
Spurs, we know, and this is probably, where they are now is probably a residual effect of them not being able to, or not going into the transfer market last season. And things sort of became a bit stale under Pochettino. Fantastic manager, love the guy to death, love watching him manage how his teams play. The other thing is, what's this going to do to the style of football? Because Pochettino was quite expansive. Maybe some would argue too expansive for the squad that he's got. Mourinho is the other way. He's a very counter-attacking coach, which is going to completely overhaul the style of football we'll see from Spurs.
He did, though, Mossy, try and buy, or he was interested in buying a few of these Spurs players. Which, like, I know he was after Son. Mm. He was quite keen. This is Mourinho, and he didn't get him when he was at United. So, obviously he has. Do you think that's a premiership winning team?
No, not yet. But I think he knows how to win it. Mm. He did so with Chelsea twice, or three times, I think. But I think he'll know what needs to be added. The first thing is he needs to come in and settle the stars down. So Pochettino, very, very close with Christian Eriksen, with Harry Kane, with Son, as you mentioned there, Davey. So he needs to settle them down. Christian Eriksen, part of the bigger, the more immediate problem with Pochettino is the off-season. Is he going to stay or go? Is Eriksen going to stay or go to Real Madrid? So he needs to settle them down, get them all pushing in the same direction. There was a lot of talk of some real dressing room unrest, not between the players and Pochettino, but between some of the players over some things that were happening. I'm not going to go into it because it's only rumours. Mm. But if they were the case, then he's got a bigger job than just galvanising the team to go out and play this weekend.
Obviously, Mourinho wanted to get back into a high-profile club. But is this an indication, after being what was said, they're not going to spend money, is this an indication that he mightn't have had too many options out there in terms of big clubs wanting him because he's jumped at the chance to get back involved, even though he knows they're not going to spend?
Well, yeah, possibly, Loz. There's been talk for a few months that he never sold his house in London and he loves London. So his name was linked to this job as soon as... Don't forget, I think Spurs, to end last season, won 3 out of 12. To end last season. Even though...
They made the Champions League final, though.
But that's what kind of masked what was going on in the Premier League.
Right.
So to win 3 out of your last 12 and cling on to fourth spot isn't a great way to end a season. And obviously they made the Champions League final, different competition. Lost that, started this season poorly. They're 11 points, I think, off Champions League spots at the moment, 20 points off Liverpool, who are top of the league, Jimmy, in case you missed the memo.
Didn't.
And so back to your point, Loz, I think there's been talk of this. He loves London, but he's been out of coaching 11 months now, and this is the first time there's been a serious bite, and he's taken the bait. Yeah. So you may well have a point there. And the other interesting question is, this marriage between Mourinho and Spurs, is the timing right? Has Mourinho lost his gloss? Because he didn't end well at Chelsea. The Manchester United thing didn't go well. He's got a lot to prove. So that could be a tick. Because he might come back really highly motivated to prove a lot of people wrong, or he may have lost his gloss.
Tell me if you agree, if he's to have success with Spurs, that would be his biggest achievement, because it would be back to those sort of FC Porto days, really, because he's sort of gone from clubs that have got the big checkbooks, they got the big players, but he sort of then comes to Spurs who don't have the big checkbook, well, they just don't like using it, and these sort of players that are underneath your cities and your Liverpools at the moment.
Yep, good point, Davey. You're on fire this morning.
Do you know he coached FC Porto back in the day?
No, I didn't.
To the Champions League.
Won the Champions League in Porto,
good knowledge.
Absolutely.
There you go.
But it's a good point. And the first thing he's come out and said, aside from the academy, is the roster of players is why I took this job. Now, Mourinho's been criticised in the past of berating his players publicly. So is that a sign that maybe he's drunk some of his own, had a dose of his own medicine, I suppose, and he's going to change tact in that area? Time will tell, but I agree with you, Davey. I think this is a massive project for him to take over. It's at a club that Pochettino had a lot of success without winning a title. So they came out here to Australia last year, some of the football directors. I was lucky enough to be at a lunch with them, and I asked what their plan was. What's their strategy for the club? They said to build our own stadium, to win the Premier League, and to win the Champions League, and that was a 15-year plan. Now, they've built their own stadium. They've come oh so close to winning the Premier League, oh so close to winning the Champions League, but they just haven't got over the line. If anyone can do it, it's Mourinho at the peak of his powers. Can he get back there? That's the big question.
A bit closer to home. This is interesting. Robbie Slater all fired up yesterday about the Oli Roos that are being banned, the four of them. Do you see it harsh or fair? Just reading in the newspaper today, they seem to do it, Chris Nuku, the chairman, do it separate to the rest of the board, which seems a little strange, mate.
Yeah, where do you start with this one? I just, if they are guilty of breaking team curfew and protocol, and there is no criminal accusations against them, no criminal complaints against them, I find it a very, very harsh penalty.
So
missing
are we
the
not...
Olympic Games. If you remember back to 2008, Danny Vukovic missed the he was ruled out of the Olympics because he slapped the hand of the referee in the grand final.
Yeah.
If you remember that. Yeah. So I don't remember. I mean, we haven't made the Olympics since then, so no one else has missed the Olympic Games since then for misdemeanors. But I just find this a very, very harsh penalty. I can't believe it's taken so long. Obviously, FFA are going to come out and justify why it took so long because of the seriousness of the complaint and things like that. But I just find it extremely harsh. My concern is for the welfare of the lady that was involved, but also the players. This is going to stick with them for the rest of their careers now. When the game needs to wrap their arms around them and make sure they've got the right support.
Does the lack of transparency hint at something greater? Or more serious?
I just think No, I don't think so, Jimmy.
No?
I don't think so, mate. I just think it's... I think it's a really harsh... does the time fit the crime? Is the question that comes to my mind as soon as I heard it.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it does. I can't see how it does unless there's some things that we really don't know about and we'll never know about. I can't see how it does.
FFA AGM today. Two new board directors will be appointed. When they settle on those new appointments, what's the number one priority for this board moving forward?
Well, I hate to say this, Loz, but it's a fact and it's the elephant in the room, the unification of our game in Australia. That's the number one priority. It doesn't matter about all the other stuff, revenue raising, sponsorships, making the game cost effective to play. All of that stuff is crucial. But until we have unification of our game, we have all the states pushing in the same direction with FFA and obviously the new ownership model of the A-League, we're always going to be cannibalising ourselves.
Yeah.
And we need someone to come into the board. They didn't have a great start, let's be honest. Their first major splash was the Alan Stadjic Matildas thing. That wasn't handled well. We need someone, a CEO. We've got a fantastic director of football now, a technical director in Rob Sherman, who is loved by all the states, but even he's struggling to unify everyone. We need a CEO who's going to come in. James Johnson and Brendan Schwab are the two down to the shortlist. One of them, whoever gets the job, has to unify the game.
Mm. Do you have a tip, a multi for us?
I do, mate. We're going to go over to the EPL for this one, Jimmy Smith. And you'll be pleased to know that I've left Manchester United alone this weekend, so I'm not going to put the curse on them. But I'm going to go for Leicester to beat Brighton away. Sorry, Matty Ryan. Liverpool to beat Crystal Palace away. And Manchester City to beat Chelsea in what is looming as a fantastic game of football. Chelsea, I think, have won six on the trot. Manchester City bouncing back. Will they bounce back from that 3-1 loss to Liverpool just before the international break? So Leicester into Liverpool into Manchester City.
Beauty, mate. We'll put those out on social media. Cool. Thank you for that. Have a great weekend and we'll speak on Sunday.
You too, boys. Can you just mix the shirts up next week? You're both in green. Yeah. That's not a good look.
It's a good point, Phil.
He's a fashion connoisseur too.
Davey, you smell great.
Well, have you put more on with the smoke around? Do you find that you've had the extra spray? Yeah.
Do you know what? To be honest, I did.